Good morning and welcome to this special edition of the Skinny on Sports. Today, I am joined by Park City High School head baseball coach Dave Fiesler with a look ahead to the upcoming season. Good morning, coach, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you very much for having me. Honored to be here with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure is ours. We're taping this on the big snow day last week, and it's hard to imagine that given this morning's weather that baseball season's just around the corner. Oh, my God.
Hey, when that first big snowstorm hits, it's usually almost time for baseball season. Usually that's in December, but with tryouts next week, that is quite the snowstorm coming down outside.
Yeah, no kidding. So the season is set to get underway. I believe it's March 3rd. Is that correct?
Yep, we open March 3rd. We're traveling down to Union that week. We have our tryouts on this coming Monday, the 23rd, and then open up on March 3rd.
Let's talk about you a little bit. Where are you from originally, and kind of what's your journey in getting to Park City?
Yeah, so I actually grew up here. So I moved to Park City with my family when I was about 13 years old. Graduated from Park City High in 2010. After that, I went to Occidental College in Los Angeles, California, played 4 years of baseball there, did some grad school, actually started coaching out there in California at St. Francis High School, and then a year back at Occidental as an assistant coach. And then it was August 2016, I got a call from Bob O'Connor, and he said, hey, I got a baseball job open, and I got a teaching job open. And I really had no plans to move back to Park City, but I got in my truck right after he called me. I interviewed the next day, and crazy fast development, but I ended up starting the new teacher training the very next week, and I've been here ever since. So this is my 10th season.
Very nice. What are you teaching?
I teach AP Economics. I teach a project-based business class called PCCAPS Business Solutions. And then over the last 10 years, I've kind of taught it all in the career and tech ed business space, financial literacy, management, marketing, all of our elective business classes.
Is it varsity, JV, and freshman, or what other teams do we have?
Yeah, the past 3 years and this year is the same. We'll just run a varsity and a lower level second team. So that's kind of a JV freshman hybrid team. But we chose to go to two teams about 3 years ago just for logistics of travel, practice space, all that stuff. Our numbers haven't changed, but just having two teams has made our lives a lot easier logistically for sure.
I know Matt Strader, one of the voices of our KPCW football broadcast, has been helping out coaching Park City High School baseball for, I don't know, like 30 years now. Who else do you have helping you out?
Matt's such an amazing guy, man. He was here when I was in high school as an assistant coach. And yeah, I think he's probably at 32 years as an assistant coach. And ever since I got back here, he's been kind of my right-hand man. So I'm super lucky to have Matt staying on staff this year for sure. My associate head coach this year, his name is Ryan Cook. He's a Park City High grad as well. He's been on my staff for 3 years. And then I have six other guys that are involved in all of our levels, our lower level and our varsity level. And my coaching staff means the world. I'll take my coaching staff up against any coaching staff in the state. They work so hard to build relationships with our kids and get them better every day.
Let's go ahead and look ahead to this season. Yeah, what are we expecting out of your boys this year, and who are some of the players that we should be watching out for?
Yeah, for sure. So props to our 2024 and 2025 teams. They did a really good job. I think maybe changing the trajectory of our program a little bit. They really won last year and the year before. That's back-to-back region championships. That's back-to-back top eight finishes in 4A. And I think our job this year is just build on that and keep that going. Keep the momentum within the program going. I think in terms of goals, our goals last year were to win the region and make it to the top eight bracket play. Last year, that was at Utah Tech University. This year, it's at Gates Field at Kearns High School. So those would be like our gameplay goals. My expectation is that every single day my guys are competing on every single pitch and trying to win every single pitch and just being where our feet are and not necessarily thinking in our head about the region championship, not thinking about the playoffs, but just being in the present moment is really important. And then my biggest one personally is just that kids walk away at the end of our 2026 spring as better baseball players and better people than when they entered the program. So that's at the, as a high school coach, that's always at the front of my mind. couple of guys that I would recommend keeping an eye on this year. So our senior class is small, but pretty talented. So left-handed pitcher, outfielder, first baseman, Alex Brannigan. He's committed to play football and baseball at West Point. He'll start one of our three weekly region games for us. I don't know which one yet, but Joey Breeza, our second baseman, center fielder, also a pitcher for us. He's committed to Redlands University in California. It's a D3. Cooper Pritchard will catch the majority of our innings this year. He was in our program 2 years ago, went to a boarding school for a year, and then is now back as a senior, and we're excited to have Cooper. And then lastly is Kai Stevo, who will be an innings eater arm for us this year on the mound. So that senior class is small, like I said, but talented. And then one other kid that I'd like to shout out is our junior shortstop, Wesley DeWitt. He was our leadoff hitter last year, shortstop all year last year. He'll be one of our team captains this year for sure, and he has a bright future in Division I baseball down the road. So we're excited for those five guys. And then there's a number of newcomers. I can't even name all of them, but we're excited about the group, and I hope they stay together, love each other, compete hard every day.
So you mentioned that you played some ball. What position did you play?
So in high school, I played third base, pitched a little bit. When I went to college, I was recruited as a corner infielder. I didn't hit enough to stick in the corner infield. So my last 2 years of college, I actually just became a setup guy, relief pitcher out of the bullpen.
You got a lot of construction going on the fields over there at the school. Are you guys part of that? Are you getting any new facilities or any upgrades to your fields?
Yeah, they're building a brand new baseball softball complex over there right next to tennis courts and two big soccer lacrosse fields. So that project is amazing. I got to walk through it last week. It will get done at some point in 2026. We probably won't move over there for a couple months, possibly till the summer. But yeah, it's an amazing project. It's going to be a top facility in the state. It's full synthetic turf, dugouts, team room, big old press box, tons of storage. And I think it just opens up so many opportunities for practice time, game time. We got lights over there, so we won't have to worry about games getting cut short because of daylight. It's an amazing, amazing construction project going on. We can't wait to get over there. Big shout out to the Park City School District School Board and Caleb Fine and Lindsay Huntsman for getting that project going and focusing on athletics, because the facilities needed big time facelift, and they invested a ton into not just baseball and softball, but so many other sports are touched in that project.
Well, hey, I wanted to ask you one more thing. You know, it's kind of a question that was on my mind. I grew up in the South. I'm from the Houston area, lived there most of my life, and baseball in the South is kind of a year-round sport. You know, we don't quite get that same opportunity here in Utah with our winters. So what do ball players have to do during the winter months to stay in shape and to be ready for the season to start?
Our kids are really good at being adaptable, and I've said this my whole tenure here at Park City. Like, if you give us a parking lot, if you give us a hallway, if you give us a basketball gym, if we get into the basin field house, our kids will find a way to get better in there. So the majority of our off-season training happens at the basin field house. We've gotten really good over the years at practicing inside. It's a beautiful turf, indoor field, four batting cages. They got mounds in there for us. So that's the majority of our baseball training. And then our strength and conditioning coach, Matt Herhall at Park City High, he's been a complete game changer for our program. Getting in with Coach Matt, not just the strength and conditioning stuff, but I think he always installs an element of team into that too. So we find a way for sure.
Yeah, no, it's something I was always just kind of curious about, because is that contributing to injuries? Is it contributing to burnout? So maybe having a little bit shorter season is actually a beneficial thing for you guys, right?
I think so. I mean, at some point in the winter, late fall, winter, we got to put the balls and the bats away, right? And get in the weight room and go play basketball, go play football. I'm a big multi-sport guy, athletic development guy. So I think that I do think it's a natural break at some point for us, that a lot of, like what you said, teams down south, California, whatever, Arizona, they may not experience that same break. So I think we are, obviously we wish we were practicing outside more of the year, but I do think there is a little fringe benefit there.
Yeah, but I guess if you're in the batting cage and throwing and things like that, then yeah, it all works out.
It
cool.
does.
Well,
yeah.
Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to touch on before we go?
I want to shout out Coach Monzingo, our football coach that just resigned last week, took a job at Brighton High School. Josh is has been our head football coach for 10 years and just an amazing leader and impactful person, not just in football, but in our school and Park City community. So we wish Josh the best of luck at Brighton, and he's an amazing leader of young men. So, and I will mention, like, being a 10-year head coach in high school sports, it doesn't happen that much anymore. So it's really cool that Josh stuck around as long as he did, and he absolutely changed the trajectory of that football program. So,
well, the season starts March 3rd for the Park City High School baseball team. Coach Dave Fiesler, thanks for joining us on the Skinny on Sports today.
You bet, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.